What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
I'm Mark Fry, and this is Tuesday's 830 on the Go, and here's a look at some of today's top headlines. The Minnesota Twins officially introduced Derek Shelton as the team's new manager. Two Brooklyn Park police officers are cleared in their response to the shooting that claimed the life of House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. And Hennepin Healthcare's program is focusing on gun violence survivors. It's election day in Minnesota. We'll start in the city of St. Paul.
Residents are deciding whether or not to elect Melvin Carter to a third term.
I think that there are two or three candidates that could be pretty solid mayors for the city. And I think that it would be great to see one of them win.
But not everyone is satisfied with the job he's done.
I know a lot of people have been frustrated with Melvin Carter. So, you know, I think for me, like, just seeing the property taxes, it's frustrating to see them go up. And so that's pretty important. That's, like, kind of the biggest issue for me, I'd say.
In St. Paul, Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Meanwhile, the Minneapolis mayoral race could come down to the wire. Incumbent Jacob Frey is seeking a third term, and he got to the polls early today.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Happy election day.
Jacob Frey arrived at his polling place in northeast Minneapolis about an hour after voting started. He came with his wife and two young daughters, one of them helping the mayor file his ballot into the machine. Frey's parents recently moved here from Virginia, and they voted early. Did they say who they voted for?
You know, they didn't. I didn't even think to check, though.
I did.
Sarah told them who to vote for. Actually, Sarah was the one that got them the, what did you do?
I registered them to vote.
She registered
to
vote.
Didn't want to take
vote.
Any chances.
Yes.
Frey has some stiff competition in his attempt at a third term. He says he's cautiously optimistic about the results. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
On the statewide level, two Senate seats are open to fill terms by the late Bruce Anderson and Nicole Mitchell, who was found guilty of burglary earlier this year. Those races could tip control of the state Senate. A legislative audit commission today revealed 12 findings of noncompliance as part of a two-year audit of the office of Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Deputy Legislative Auditor Lori Lyson says those issues included late vendor payments, inaccurate payroll and reimbursements, missing documentation, and failure to track state assets.
The governor's office paid 29 of 30 purchasing card statements late. These balances continue to roll forward from month to month. So during our audit scope, there was only 1 month where the statement was paid in its total amount. Otherwise, the balances just continued throughout our audit scope.
The governor's office says it's resolved 11 of the 12 issues and that this review did not find any financial misuse or malfeasance. Derek Shelton was introduced as the 15th manager in Minnesota Twins history today.
This is Shelton's second stint with the club as he was the team's bench coach under Paul Molitor in 2018 and Rocco Baldelli in 2019.
I promise you from not only that, but from the 6 years of managing in Pittsburgh, I learned a lot and I learned about myself and will grow and move forward. I don't take this for granted. There's only 30 of these positions, and they're extremely special.
Regardless of who is on the roster come spring, one thing is clear. Shelton wants to focus on fundamentals.
There is no thing that's too small, and I think at times we get away from that a little bit in the game, but when you're able to sit back and watch the game and reflect on it and you're not in the moment, it's really easy to realize that that's where the focus should be.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Two Brooklyn Park police officers who were the first at the scene of the June shootings that claimed the lives of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark have been cleared as part of a preliminary investigation. Officers Zachary Baumtrog and Jay Bloyer were conducting a welfare check at the Hortman's home after State Senator John Hoffman and his wife were shot at their Champlin home. The BCA reported the officers saw Vance Belter open fire while dressed as a police officer, prompting Officer Baumtrog to fire his service weapon. Brooklyn Park police say the officers were not aware of any other victims in the home when they reached Mark Hortman, who was injured in the doorway. A longtime downtown Minneapolis breakfast spot is closing its doors.
The owners of Keys Cafe announcing that their time on the ground floor of the historic Fauché Tower will end this Friday. The family-run restaurant was founded in 1974 in St. Paul and has since expanded to include eight other locations. They first opened a downtown Minneapolis spot on Nicollet Mall in 1993 before moving to their current location on Marquette Avenue in 2005. In a statement, the family thanks all those who have been part of their business for the past 23 years, but gave no reason for the closure of the downtown Minneapolis location. Their other locations will remain open. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And we have seen the ravages of gun violence in Minneapolis over the past few months with the deadly mass shooting at Annunciation Church, the shooting near the University of Minnesota, and another this week at a birthday party. WCCO Radio's Susie Jones has more on a program at Hennepin Healthcare helping survivors heal.
Being shot is not normal.
Kentrell Galloway is director of Next Step, a hospital-based violence prevention program that connects survivors of violent injury to resources and support. He says whether an innocent bystander or an intended target, every survivor responds differently.
Some folks might not want to leave their house. Some folks might not want to go on certain part of areas of the city.
He says his team works with patients in the hospital, trying to give them hope and direction.
Reminding them that, you know, thank God you're still with us. What is life going to look like now for once you discharge? Because it's going to be different.
Different in many ways.
Your loved ones are going to be worrying about you more and more now. Like, are you going here? Are you going there? Just rebuilding that trust.
He says since launching in 2016, the program has served more than 900 participants. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find more news at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.